I thought Phoenix did a great job coming out being the aggressor today. They delivered from an offensive perspective, just were extremely aggressive, converted shots consistently. I thought we came out offensively getting some things done, but defensively just had no answer to getting the game under control from a tempo standpoint. I thought Taurasi was probably the lead character in that, establishing that type of storyline for the game. I thought she was extremely aggressive. I thought she made great plays, sometimes over top of defense. That's what great players do. But give them credit. I thought they offensively were very, very assertive, completed plays, and just really put us in a catch-up phase very early in the game. Well, I mean, our locker room has enough players that have been in playoff situations to understand. Obviously, Game 2 had a different characteristic than Game 1. And Game 3 will have its own characteristics, too. Now, we have to learn some things, from that situation. But I have enough veterans who understand that now Game 3 will have to be established on its own merits. So we'll spend a lot of time understanding what happened to us tonight, but there's just a uniqueness to Game 3s. And so I think our people will understand tomorrow gets up that it's going to be about who plays well on Monday.
And if you looked at Monday, talk about them hitting big shots across, especially that you can expect even if they're the top scoring team, they're going to shoot better at 60%. You kind of lead that. They were talking about your team
Well, I think what has been established in the pattern that we've played with these with Phoenix is the home teams had success. And if we're going to change that formula, then we've got to understand how to become the aggressor in the series. Because really, we have played each other now, what, six times? And the home team's won all six of those games. And in my mind, been the aggressor in each of those contests. And I'm not talking about aggressors just from a physical standpoint, just in how they execute, how they defend, how they do different things. That's something that to change that equation, we're going to have to deal with. We're going to have to find out how consistent and how persistent we would have to be to become the aggressor on their court. Yeah.
Did you see an adjustment?
Well, they made the best adjustment possible. They became incredibly assertive. Everything they did harder. Everything they did with great enthusiasm of what they were doing. Like they did everything just harder. I mean, they had some matchup things that were different. But I thought they competed extremely well. I thought they came at us really hard, in that regard. And they made shots, But I think they put us on our heel, for example, early in the game, by the way they attacked.
Which is the long-range shot for Paul, obviously, but they're also getting right to the rim. How much of that is them executing their plays?
Well, I thought early a lot of it was them, but I thought it broke our persistence at some point. That's what typically happens. They come out, really deliver a blow, and we're kind of dealing with it, going back and forth a little bit, but then we went into our rotation. I thought that's when it really happened. We went into our rotation a little bit, and you got to look at the play that they got out of Taylor and Bonner as very pivotal, because I kind of thought they kept the assertive nature going there, and that's when they got the great separation, I thought, near the end of the first, going into the second. And a lot of that, I think, was the key play that they had out of Bonner and Taylor. And they were able to keep an assertive edge, especially offensively, coming at us, in that regard. I mean, I felt like that offensively we could have existed if we'd have got anything done defensively, but we didn't get a lot done. We just didn't get a lot done, and you have to give them credit. Jimmy Christmas. They made shots. They got people open. They penetrated better than we rotated and we closed out and all those things. So give them credit. I mean, they did better than we did to defend it. I thought that was huge right there. You know, and I thought Taurasi set a pattern early. But I thought we dealt with that okay. We were hanging around, kind of coming in and out, and offensively getting stuff done. But that 12-0 run, and I think Taylor and Bonner were both in, if I remember correctly. I thought that had a lot to do with separation in the game. And then they kept a consistent flow the rest of the game as well. Yeah?
Coach, for the games, you know, 2 minutes from now, the kind of normal thing, the same thing, we want to be aggressive. Do you do that?
Well, the answer is, does the tempo move towards, like they play an attack speed the whole game. You know, we basically play two speeds. We will attack, but how much chance did we get to attack out of our defense? Not much. We didn't make enough stops. You know, we're a two-speed team. You know, we attack out of our defense and play, and we'll play in that play, but you know, we take it out of bounds, we're a little more execution, for example, than they are. But if you never play out of your defense, and we hardly ever, what did they shoot the first half? You know, it was exceptional. Well, we had no transitional play to really create a two-speed game. And that's where defense is so important, because we didn't get a chance to play offense in that flow very much of the game tonight. And usually we're a little bit of a balanced team in that approach.
You want to have the last question?
Thank you much for listening.